And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, I know we're a bit late, but we were having some technical problems. Hopefully they've been resolved. And on the end of the phone this time, it's Kerris Phillips. Hi, Kerris.
Good morning, Dave. You okay there?
Yes, I am, and we've managed to talk to you eventually.
Yes, we're not quite sure what happened there, but we're running on gas now. We're fine now.
Really. Indeed. Now, I've got to ask you this question, because as most of our listeners know, you live in North Wales, and it's all changed on the roads there today, hasn't it?
Yes, this is the first day where the 20 miles an hour limits come into operation. So
right.
I've had a drive, a couple of trips this morning, and I've tried, you know, toe the line, go for 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But it's very strange, so I can't really go higher than second gear.
Right.
And it's just like sort of driving through a sort of slow queue. And, you know, don't get me wrong, Dave, I'll do it if that's the law, but I'm just a bit concerned for situations where a car comes up close behind me and, you know, wants to go a bit faster. Well, you know, what can you do?
Well, exactly, and that indeed could cause more accidents, because people get impatient behind what they perceive as slow drivers, so,
so
I'm not sure whether it's a good idea, but what do I know?
We'll see how the next few weeks and months pan out.
Indeed. Yeah. Right, let's move on, as we're a bit late doing this. The usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass, and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Which Olympic venue was a hit for Montserrat Caballé and Freddie Mercury?
Barcelona.
Where were typically tropical heading for in 19... Which American state gave its name to the Eagles Hotel?
California.
What did Tony Bennett leave in San Francisco?
His half.
The streets of which British city featured on a Ralph McTell song?
London.
Where did Bruce Springsteen say he was born in 85?
The USA.
Where did Supertramp have breakfast in 79?
America.
Complete the title of this Boney M song from 78, The Rivers of...
Babylon.
Which city's name appears twice in the Frank Sinatra 1980 hit?
New York.
And who interrupted Michael Jackson's performance of Earth Song at the Brits?
Damon Albarn.
In which band does Damon Albarn sing lead vocals?
Blur.
Which Yorkshire town did Pulp come from?
Sheffield.
And which boy band had a hit with the Bee Gees song Words in 1996? And you can answer that one.
I will go for Boyzone.
You're going to go for Boyzone on that one. Another good round, as we would expect. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any questions at all, and you got 12 questions right. Hey, well done.
Not too bad, yeah.
Right, and you probably guessed the one that you got wrong.
Probably the one to do with Michael Jackson.
It was indeed. Who interrupted Michael Jackson's performance of Earth Song at the Brits many years ago now?
Was it Jarvis Cocker?
It was indeed Jarvis Cocker, so you see, you did know.
Yeah, that's it.
Brilliant, okay. Good to talk to you. Well done. It's going to be a difficult score to beat, but we'll see how everybody else gets on at 12:30. And in the meantime, keep to that speed limit of 20 miles an hour.
Okay,
thanks, Kerris. Bye-bye now. Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Round two of radio's shortest quiz. You were with us an hour ago. You will have heard Kerris Phillips get one of his typically high scores, 12 out of 13, with no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score is somebody that was playing along with round one and got them all right. Say good afternoon to Ange Fairweather. I've jinxed it now, haven't I?
You have, absolutely.
Brilliant. So no hesitation in working out any of those in the first round.
No, and there was a bit of a connection, because it was like they were like places, weren't they?
So. Yeah, funny you should say that, but it's only when I got to the end that I realised that myself. It wasn't done deliberately, but nearly all of them were to do with places, which yours aren't. Right, so what have you been up to since we spoke to you about a month ago now?
I started a new job.
Oh, wow. Can you tell us what it is, or is it top secret?
Yeah, it's with the lovely Ruth. I work in the same school as Ruth, just in the
Right.
Yeah, so I see her regularly and we have a chat. She's lovely.
Oh, fantastic. And you're enjoying the new job?
I am. It's, yeah, it's, my head's a bit mashed at the moment, but it's just getting to know, isn't it, everything. But the team, I work in the pastoral team, and they're all really helpful and putting up with me at the moment. So I think I'll settle down soon.
Fantastic. As I say to everybody, after 40 years in the teaching profession, it is a wonderful job to do, but it can be very exhausting and stressful at times.
But it has been for the last 2 weeks.
I'm sure. But congratulations on that. Right, okay, let's get back to the matter in hand, the 60-second challenge. You've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, I've got to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Yep.
Good luck, and here they come. Which song was a hit for both Roberta Flack and the Fugees?
Killing Me Softly.
Unchained Melody was a number one hit in 95 for Robson and who?
Jerome.
Complete the title of this Jason Donovan hit, Sealed With?
A Kiss.
Who joined Cliff Richard on the second version of Living Doll?
The Young Ones.
With a Little Help from My Friends was a number one hit for Joe Cocker, but also, who else?
Wet.
Which member of the Osmonds recorded the song Too Young?
Bonnie.
Who recorded Spirit in the Sky in 1986?
That was Doctor and the Medics.
This Old House was a hit in 81.
David Stevens.
Which song links Ken Booth and Boy George?
Everything I Own.
Who recorded a cover version of Nielsen's Without You in 94?
That was Mariah Carey.
Which Christmas song links Harry Belafonte and Boney M?
Mary's Boy Child.
Complete the title of this Jimmy Ruffin hit, What Becomes
of the Broken Hearted.
And just one more, what song connects Betty Everett, Linda Lewis and Cher? One song.
Kiss? Oh. Shoop Shoop Song.
Yeah, I'm going to give you that. Because it's known by two titles. It's known as the Shoop Shoop Song when Cher recorded it, but it's in his Kiss when Betty Everett and Linda Lewis recorded it. So, yeah, you got the point for that. Right, let's total them up. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any, and you got all 13 right. Hey, well done. So you equal your score in the first round. Fantastic. And no hesitation at all with any of those. Brilliant.
There was a few. My brain just went a little bit. I was thinking of Celine Dion, but she did all by myself.
She did. That's right. Right. So you pulled it out of the bag. You gave the right answer, which was fantastic. Yeah. Now, why do you reckon you're so good at this? I always like to know why people are so knowledgeable.
I think the main thing is my mum and dad. I was born in 1970.
Right.
And they were huge music lovers, so I grew up singing in my bedroom with my records, thinking I was amazing. And then I went to karaoke and disco, so it's kind of stayed with me.
Yeah. So you're more familiar with music of the 50s and 60s than probably most people of your age, I'm guessing.
I wouldn't go that far. But I know some that I should probably... people will wonder why I know them, but they stick in with me.
Fantastic. So congratulations to this week's 60-second challenge champion, and congratulations on the new job as well.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Talk to you again soon. Okay.
See you soon.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Two fantastic rounds this week. Under normal circumstances, Kerris Phillips' score of 12 out of 13 would have been a winning score, but not this week. Beaten by just 1 point by Ange Fairweather. Quiz is back in 2 weeks' time.